Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we were discussing the case of a man whose father died in the eighth night after his son's birth. And now tomorrow he has a shiloh. What should he do first? Should he do the bris milah or should he do the kavura first? Do we say that osek b'mitzvah patur on mitzvah, and being an onen is an osek b'mitzvah, and therefore that patters him from the bris milah? Or do we say, no, bris milah is so chashuv that he should still do the bris milah? Or maybe we can also say that not only because of the chashivas of bris milah, but because he gets efshar l'kayem shneim. You can do both. Let somebody else do the bris milah for him. That called efshar l'kayem shneim. Somebody else does it for him. We also had it sad, like they know the Yehuda brought. Like the Gemara says that somebody's shechting his Pesach, going to circumcise his son, and then shamash ameis lo meis. We say he shouldn't become tameh because of his mitzvah, of kuras hameis. And rather, he should do his mitzvah. What do you mean? Says the Nodavit, he's an onen. How can he do the Pesach or do Bris Milah? The answer is, even an onen should do Pesach or do Bris Milah. We saw nafkaminas, then osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Is it mitam? Is there is hakasuv? That only b'leches didach yom achuyiv, but not b'leches shel mitzvah? Or is it mitam dechia, that the mitzvah you're osik is doch other mitzvahs? Nafkamina efshar l'kayim shneim. If it's mitam ha-pasuk, there is hakasuv, so then if you're involved in mitzvah, you don't have to do mitzvah B. But if it's mitam dechia, if efshar l'kayim shneim, then there's no dechia. It's like esei docha lo sesei. Also, another nafkamina, if osek mitzvah d'rabbanan is pater mitzvah d'araisa, if it's mitam, you're osek b'melechat shemayim, you're not chayiv in mitzvahs, so you'd be pater, even mitzvah d'rabbanan. But if mitam dechia, d'rabbanan is not docha d'araisa. We saw it's a machlokes. We're showing him. So now we're going to go further. I hope you heard the previous shiur. This is just a quick summary. And now we move further again. This is based on a tshuva of a Gaon Rav Arye Leib Grosnas, who was a Talmud in Radin, later was in Av Beis Din. He took over for Rav Abramsky in London. And ultimately he came to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, where he lived out the last years of his life. He says as follows, beautiful, beautiful chidushim. He says, "V'yivibzeyesh levayra machlokas misha osik b'safik mitzvah." If somebody's osik in a safik mitzvah, do we say osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? In the Shagas Aryeh in Hilchos Tefillin in Siman Lamed Zayin, he writes that a kohen who's makriv a chatas of habal a safik is chayiv b'tefillin shel rosh. In certain instances, you have to bring a chatas ha'of. Tmeim that need a karban, hashlamas tarasam, what's called mechusar kippur, mezav, ezav, yoledes, mitzora, a nazir shenitma, tzarech lavi karban chatas ha'of, after he becomes tahar, and he starts to count his yamei naziris mechadash. Also, somebody who's chayav a karban all of yored, and he can't afford a behema, he should bring a of. So, let's say he's mesupik. He's mesupik if he's chayiv in this, let's say, azav. He's mesupik if he had a re'iya. So he brings a carbon, a chatas of a bala safik. So in such a case, you can't eat from it because malika is done, and if it's not, he's not chayiv, then you're not allowed to eat it. But he should bring it, al safik. That's chatas of a bala safik. So Zokti Shagasarye, that a person who brings a chatas ofa ba'ala sapik is chayv tefillin shel rosh. And we don't say that osik b'mitzvah, he's osik b'mitzvah, and therefore he's patur from tefillin, because only a safek karban. The hainu safek mitzvah, the safek mitzvah is not patering you, doesn't absolve you from a vaday mitzvah. Why? Because the Shagas Aryeh understands that the reason of the p'tur of osik b'mitzvah is that it's begeder d'chiya. The mitzvah is doicha, as we discussed in the previous year, one side, mitzvah b. Ve'ein safek doiche vaday. De vaday safek asay. Ein doiche loise asay. De vaday. You have a safek asay. It's not doiche loise asay. So oisek b'mitzvah, safek, misupik, is not misupekes, is not doiche vaday. However, Taisvis, Bava Mitzia, Davchav Hei Amit Beis, Divor Amas Chuvim Nata Lo Yachzir, writes that even B'Safek Aveda, the person is a Shomer Sachar, according to Rabbi Yosef, and you don't have to give the bread to the Ani. It must be that he holds, Tosis holds, that since the Iker P'tur of Osek B'Mitzvah is learned from Melech Tuchav Aderech, Belechas Didachu Nechayevitz, Belechas Mitzvah Pater, and since Safek is also Melechas Shemaim, what, you're doing it for yourself? It's Melechas Didach? No. It's Melechas Shemaim, you're doing it for Hashem. You're doing the mitzvah. You're trying to do a mitzvah. So that also patters you from giving tzedakah. That's also a din of osek mitzvah patter min ha-mitzvah. So here we have a machlokas, beautiful, and what the Talui, the Shaila of Safek mitzvah, we say osek mitzvah patter min ha-mitzvah, and how to understand the p'tur of osek mitzvah patter min ha-mitzvah. It's midin d'chi, it's not doche, but it's midin. Lechas didach udemechayevitz, but lechas the mitzvah pater. So even suffering is lechas the mitzvah. You think you're doing a mitzvah, you're trying your best to do a mitzvah. It's also called melechas shemayim. And with this, we can understand the note of Yehuda, who holds that an onen is mechuyev mitzvah smila, since it has kares. Because he also holds that the p'tur of osek b'mitzvah is mitarah as dechia. Ve'ein essay yochol litchos essay de kares. A regular essay can't be doch an essay of kares. And therefore, even if a person is oisek b'mitzvah kvura, he can't be potter mi mitzvah mila, because mitzvah mila is a mitzvah essay sheyesh bo kares. Gevaldik. However, it would appear that we can't say that oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah mitam dechia, like we've wanted to say now in the previous year. Since we find that even oisik behechsher mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, like we find lehedya and sukkah dav chavav, aholich lahakwa p'nei rabba beregel is patur mitzvah, even though the halich is only hechsher mitzvah, and so pass in shulchan aruch, arachai nuch is tefillin, simen lamed ches iv ches, koise tefillin, mezuzis p'tur min och is tefillin, kol ayoyim, zulas b'shaas kriyashma v'tefillah, vein ramosham shekosav, even if they're only osik in a hechsher mitzvah of writing stam, then they're writing tefillin and the like, so they're pater from other mitzvahs. Now hechsher mitzvah vaday lo doche le mitzvah acheres, like we see lehedya and yavam is davav ayin sham b'taisvus. So it can't be that it's midin dechia. Not only that, it says in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei, Osek b'mitzvah patraf b'mitzvah dekaretz. How do you see that? From the pasuk Vayu anashim asheri tumeim lenefesh adam. They couldn't bring the Korban Pesach because they were Osek b'mitzvah. So you see that Osek b'mitzvah is Padri b'mitzvah sheish b'kares. So the Chor Divri Ano de Bihudu writes that Onen is Mechuya b'mitzvah smila has been O. You have to understand. Since Onen is Padri mitam da Osek b'mitzvah kvura, Why should it be patur from mitzvahs milah? And don't tell me kares, because that doesn't help. We see not like that in the Gemara. We see that kares essays that Isaac mitzvah other mitzvah is even going after the second mitzvah is kares. We can't say that it's doiche. The mitzvah's mila is doiche. Because it can't be dechia, because you see that even, it can't be mitam dechia, because you see that even a hechsher mitzvah. We say, osek, when we're about a hechsher mitzvah, we say, osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So we don't say that hechsher mitzvah is doche another mitzvah. Can't be mitam dechia. So again, we have to understand how the Nodav Yehuda holds that a person who's an onen should do bris mila. So it would appear b'emes that b'onen there's another time to patur him from the mitzvah, from mitzvahs, even when he's not at all osek b'mitzvahs kvur b'mitam kavod ames. Like it says in the Yerushalmi, brought in the Tosis in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. Stechemed Mareches Aleph Os Ayin Reish Aleph. Writes Kasav Rav Pischei Tshuva V'tam Ptura Oinenu Mishum Dehechmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kovet HaMeis Yesim HaChvod Yizbar. Ve'en Shem Shehevi Machlokes Birka Yosef Shvus Yankiv Chochem Tzvi Mavim Midai Reis Midai Rabbanan. HaBirka Yosef HaShvus Yankiv Hold that it's the Rabbanan. Chochem Tzvi Hold that this Kovet HaMeis is Dairaisa. So Yushalmi there brings two reasons. One reason is because Ein Misha Yisa Maso. There's nobody else to carry his burden. He's osek in the mitzvah. So that's one reason that the Yerushalmi holds. He's tarred v'osek b'mitzvah. There's another reason of the Yerushalmi. Mishum kvodo. And that's if he's not also klal b'tzarche ames. Even then he's pater. Mishum kavod ames. And just like an onen is also rabbas of yain, it's kavod ames. So to the Torah path is a mitzvah to kavod ames. So those are the two reasons of the Yerushalmi, and they're not contradictory. One is even if he's osik b'mitzvah, and the other is telling us even if he's not osik b'mitzvah, he's still pater out kavod ames. Now we can understand the raya of the Nodav Yehuda, that he brings the name of the Marashal. Holech lomel es beno, v'shamash emes lo mes. So what's happening over there? He hears that he's holech lishchot es pischo lomel es beno. He hears that a relative dies. We say, don't become tamei, and don't be doche the mitzvah. Yeah, but he's an onen. How's he bringing the Pesach and circumcising his son? If the Ptur of Onain would only be Mitam Osik B'Mitzvah, but there he's already Halach Lomo. He's already Osik B'Hechshir Mitzvah Smila. So he's Patur Mitam Osik B'Mitzvah Smila from any other mitzvah. Elav Vaday, that Onain has a second Ptur. What's the second Ptur of the Onain? Kavod Ames. And from that, the Marashal proves that even in this Ptur of Kavod Ames, There are mitzvahs that aren't pushed off. Why shouldn't he get busy with the mace? First of all, he's already osik b'mitzvah. He's osik b'mitzvah's mila. And that came first. And what about kavod ha'mace? So you see that there's certain mitzvahs which are even greater than kavod ha'mace, like bris mila and karban pesach. So Rav Grosnas concludes, halacha, he was a posek, he's not just there writing lamdas. Ulefize la halacha yekach, dimu osek be'esek kvura mamish, dazab tuar b'mishum osek b'mitzvah, the pater mikol sha'ar mitzvah, az yikavar ha'meis t'chila, the osek b'mitzvah pater man ha'mitzvah, filu mitzvah chamur, filu mitzvah shesh karis b'bitula. So if he's already osek in the kvura, that's not the case of the Maharshal, the Nodabi, who they're bringing from. Another Shabbat they're bringing from the case previously already osek in the mitzvah of Mila. But here we're talking about a case where he's already osek b'kvura. So he's already osek b'mila, do the Mila. But here he's already osek in kvura. Don't stop and do the Mila. He's osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So he's pater from other mitzvahs. And that's even if he's not able to do the bris milah on the eighth day. So maybe there's a case here of where the Beis Din has to do it, because if the father can't do it, the Beis Din does it. Akopanim, if he's busy doing kvura SMAs, so he's busy with the mace, then he's going to be pater from bris milah. Osek mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Aval im lo hischil be'esek ha-kvura, let's say he didn't start with the kvura yet. And the shaila is, what should he do first? Should he go to kvura sameis or lama les b'no? So even though he's in one, who's patur mikol ha-mitzvah mishum kavod ha-meis, he should still do the bris milah first. Because on that, the Nodavida writes that a mitzvah shesh bakares, we don't find that an onein is pater from doing it. Because a mitzvah shesh bakares, lo paterinan mishum kavod ha-meis. If you're osek in the mitzvah already, you need to take care of the meis, like we find in Sukkah, so then that paters you from mitzvah shesh bakares, from the Karban Pesach. They were osek in the meis, so they were pater from Karban Pesach. But if he's not osek with the mace, and he wants to know what to do first, by all means, do the bris milah, and don't worry about kavod ha-mace. It has kares, very chashuv. Let's say you can do both on the eighth day. You do both on the eighth day, and you're not going to completely miss out on the milah. So then you should be makdim the kavura, as is mashman the Radbaz. So if by kavura sameis the milah is going to be pushed off, we're makdim the milah. But if the milah is not going to be pushed off, then we're makdim the kavura. So that is the Maskanas Hadabar LaHalacha. And Baruch Hashem, we saw Neflos Mitaretz Hashem. And we should never have such a situation where, as a Shalom, a father dies on the night of the eighth night after the son is born, and now you have to make, a person has to make this choice. But if it comes down to it, so what you should do is, you should first do the Kfur and then do the Bris Milah, unless he's going to have to be completely Mevatel the Bris Milah. And then he should do the Bris Milah first, unless he's already Osek in taking care of the mace, in which case we would say that Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, and we should be zochem Yitz Hashem v'yigula ha-shleim v'mehera. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom.